strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 15th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing well, Taryn. But it's August 16th, so we out here,
though. Yes. You know what? I said 15th because I was talking about yesterday. I knew it was going to happen someday. That's the date on my notes. It's the 16th today. That's how it works. And it was 15th yesterday. It was day 58 in the Big Brother 20 house. We're going to update you on everything that happened on that day in the Big Brother 21 house. An interesting day. Well, both before the eviction and after the eviction.
Yeah, these Thursday pre-show stuff, they're ending up becoming a lot more important, a lot more fun than they used to be. I'm very excited for it.
Yeah. So as we know from yesterday, there was a bunch of chaos that occurred over the night. And we headed into yesterday, day 58, with still a lot of uncertainty still in the air about like what's going to happen with this vote and what's going to happen with the house and what's happening with everything. So everything blew up because Nicole told Jess about the alliance, the deal of six, which was an alliance, but not an alliance. And so Tommy is going to spend most of the morning doing damage control. Not an alliance. It was not an alliance. Definitely not an alliance. If Caitlin made a deal to give me a dime every time somebody said not an alliance in the house, I'd be a rich man.
Yeah, he shot him down. Anytime anything like a six came up, he put it down. Which again, now the number six, this is the third time it's coming up. They should start realizing 666. It's a curse. We should not be talking about a six. But yeah, we still talk about a six. It's the most important number in the house right now.
Yeah. So Tommy talks to Holly. He says it wasn't an alliance. It was a 1 week deal. That's going to be Tommy's line. He says that, with the group, he always speaks up for Holly. He always does. Mm-hmm. He always says that that Holly is trustworthy and that they should go with Holly. Holly is like, great, but that means that they are not speaking up for me. I don't like that. Why are they so quick to turn on me? He's like, no, it's not like that. It's not great.
No, it's a hard line to walk for Tommy because I can definitely see what he's trying to do. What he's trying to do is not seem like he's in a solidified core spot, but and also cater to Holly. I'm with you. Forget everybody else. I'm with you. But what he's also trying to do at the same time is bring his people as far as he can. So it's just too many balls in the air, too many things he's trying to do at once. And it's not going to work out because he puts his finger on one side of the dam, the other side pops out. So there's a lot of things he's trying to find, press and work out here. And it's just too much.
Yes. But he does tell Holly Holly basically is like, I still hate Christy and I still want Christy gone. And Tommy is going to be like, look, I get it. If you have to do what you have to do, you have to do what you have to do. That's how it is. Tommy, I think, has done a very good job of retaining relationships with all sides while separating himself from Christy and letting her be his big meat shield in front of him. And that's going to become very important by the end of the night.
Very much so. Very much. A big impact. And it's something that, you know, he's had to do for a long time coming. I mean, you can only, you know, save the person as far as you can go, as we see with Kat and Holly. There's only so much you can do until you got to be like, you know what? This is just too much to bear. I got to cut my losses if I want to make sure that I'm not going to be on the receiving end of this blunder.
Mm-hmm. So Holly is also going to try and throw Nick under the bus, like at every opportunity in this conversation, but Tommy doesn't bite at all. So doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
Sis is going to talk with Jackson, and Tommy and Holly are going to be there. Jackson is confronting Sis about what he heard the night before. He said that he heard what he heard was that it was six against two. And Sis is like, what? who said that? And he was like, you did. So it's like, no, that's a lie. I did not say that. And he's like, I heard you. He's like, no, that is not true. That is not true. And he's like, look, if it wasn't you, it had to have been Christy. Those are the only two people it could have been. And she's like, no, Christy definitely did. I'm going to effing go get her right now. We'll go effing talk to her right now. Jackson's like, look. I heard what I heard. It's also what Jess told me. So I don't know what you guys want.
Yeah, and it's one thing to hear something from Jess. It's a whole other thing when he also hears it with his own ears and you're playing deny till you die. And pro tip, dropping F-bombs aggressively after you get caught doing a thing to cover up does not really work out. And when you're cis, it doubly doesn't work out. So
yeah, we've made fun of Nick for dropping F-bombs all the time, but Sis is also very much a proponent of that strategy.
Yeah.
So Christy is going to talk with Tommy and Jess, and Kat is going to be in the room and later sort of start piping up. They're continuing to deny that it was an alliance. Jess, it's not an alliance. It's not, we were never even in a room, all six of us together. Not true.
Yeah, they were.
Jess, not really buying it yet. She's like, I don't know, it seems like an alliance. Seems like one to me. No. It's a deal, not an alliance. Very important distinction. Kat finally pipes in. Kat goes, you know what? Cliff told me it was an alliance. Cliff is the one that said it. Cliff told me alliance. Christy's like, I don't buy that. I'm sorry, Cliff. I'm sorry, Kat. I just don't believe you.
Yeah, it's the continuation of Cliff and his goodwill that he's been building from that 1 week that he was HOH, kind of continuing to pay off. And subsequently, Kat's luck running out. Like, she's talked about how we've seen how many HOH reigns she's been so close to leaving by the end, and she survived. This is where her luck runs out and Cliff's like goodwill is just too strong to overcome, no matter what she says.
Yeah, Kat trying to throw Cliff under the bus. Cliff has been in lots of alliances. His word means nothing. It's not going to go anywhere. Christy talks to Cliff. She reassures him nothing has changed. Everything's fine. You're still going to stay. Vote's going to remain the same. Cliff talks to her about like, this sucks. It sucks that I feel like I've lost some friends over this. Like, I'm just trying to play the game and they're so upset about it. It's like, it's unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Cliff, you talked about at length how Nicole said, well, Kat had the emotional plea and like Cliff was kind of more game logic-y about it. But at the end of the day, you can tell Cliff is not a confrontational person and Cliff feels bad. He loves to be loved, hates to be hated. And these are people that he's been friends with that love him. So it's harder for him to deal with something like this and watch it all crumble before him and watch people get so angry at him when, I mean, it's survival mode and you're on the block. You got to do what you got to do to stay. So he's not getting any slack cut out for that, though. So he's upset about that. And Kat's just way more pissed than she should be. People are way more pissed than they should be. It's a sad set of affairs for poor Cliff here.
Mm. Tommy is going to talk with Jess, continuing to say it wasn't an alliance. Jess is finally going to break down a bit. She says, I really thought it was an alliance of six. I thought it was a final six. That's what I was led to believe. So it seems like they're cracking the armor a little bit there. And just continually denying, no, not an alliance. It's not an alliance.
The biggest endurance competition of the season is wearing down Jessica in conversations. Jessica will wear you down initially with a really slow play on words and conversation and talk and talking in milliseconds until the next word comes to her mind like this. And then you just got to break her down and repeat what you're saying on and on and on until she buys it. So it's a back and forth. And currently there are no winners, only losers.
Yeah. Kat is going to campaign to Christy one more time. She continues to say that she's disappointed in Cliff for not having her and Jess's back. She tries to say that, you know, deals don't mean anything to Cliff. Someone like him, it means nothing. He's not loyal. He's dishonest. And Christy's just like, sorry, that's not true. I believe in Cliff's word. He stayed true to all of the deals he's ever made. I shook his hand and I believe him. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work.
I know that you are the man, the poster child for Cliff's HOH deal that he made was the right choice. For all calculations out there, it shouldn't have worked. But it has delivered in spades. It's worked beyond imagination. The guy's sitting on the block and anything they throw on him and his name just bounces back. Does not matter. Yep. Does not matter. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm telling you, given an opportunity to prove your word is good in the house in such a dramatic fashion, it's very valuable currency in the house, and Cliff has capitalized on it. Cliff and Holly are going to talk. He explains the deal and everything that went down. Holly understands. She doesn't hold anything against Cliff for making the deal. He has to do what he has to do to survive. Jess is going to talk with Kat before the feeds cut. Kat thinks, again, just continuing, Kat very, very much anti-Cliff, very bitter about the whole situation. She thinks what he did was gross, that he is not loyal, that he betrayed them, and that she really believed in him, and he disappointed her. Jess is also disappointed in Nicole, as is Kat. Oh, Jess, I'm so disappointed in Nicole. You know, it was Nicole. She was the one that told me about the alliance. I hope you know that. And they talk about like, oh, Nicole and Nick, like Nicole claims that Nick bullies her, but now she's working with Nick. Like, that's ridiculous. It's just like they claim it about you and Jackson, Kat. It's the same thing. And Kat's like, yeah, exactly. What? Oh, Nicole gets to work with Nick, but I can't work with Jackson. Oh, I can't wait until Nick wins HOH and puts Nicole on the block.
Being pissed at Nicole for giving you the information about the alliance is like being pissed at your friend for telling you that your significant other's cheating on you. Like, this is like, she's straight up is giving you information that she knows and has no reason to give you, but is trying to help you. And you're like, F you, you did this to me. You are dead to me.
Nicole needs to learn that the people in this house shoot the messenger on sight.
Yeah, you can't be that person. You can't deliver the news. No one wants the news. If you're the one that gives it to them, you will get taken down worse than the person who the news is about. It's just not a good position to be in at all, at all, at all, at all.
Yeah. And she's also, how dare Nicole pretend like she was interested in maybe keeping you, Kat, and then deciding against it. Oh, disgusting. So we get to the eviction. Ultimately, we see Kat evicted by a vote of 6-1. That's because Jackson and Holly eventually went along with the vote, knowing that the votes weren't there. And that's when we get the interview with Julie, where Kat only hugs Jess on the way out the door, and then goes to talk to Julie, and immediately tries to take over the interview.
Yeah.
Wait. Before anything, Julie, let me talk about my top real quick.
Why? I was ready to be dressed up. I had an outfit. Why am I dressed like a lumberjack? Lumberjack.
Not quite on point there.
Yeah.
So then Julie really puts the screws to her. Like, hey, hold on. You say you're disappointed in Cliff because he didn't stand up for what he believes. What do you believe in, Kat? And Kat really, you know, tries to claim that she was like completely loyal to Jess and Nicole for the whole game. She was always playing for them, which is just flat out not true. Julie's like, well, what about Holly and Jackson? You know, you were working pretty closely with them. You know, Holly, the person you told everything to, versus Jess and Nicole, the people you did not tell everything to. Like, what's going on there? And Kat's, oh, no. I would have chosen Jess and Nicole over Holly 100%. And it's just like, what do you mean? Since when? When you were trash talking Jess, saying that she was worthless in the game and she ran her mouth too much and you can't associate yourself too much with her. When you were throwing Nicole under the bus to Holly, trying to get her evicted in Holly's HOH week by saying she's not trustworthy. When you refused to vote Jack out with the rest of them and convinced Jess to keep Jack because that was what was best for Holly. When this week you threw Nicole under the bus and helped make Holly not trust Nicole. Like, when of these times were you most loyal to Nicole and Jess over Holly? When you threw Cliff's Angels under the bus by exposing it to Holly? Which one of those times was you having Nicole and Jess's back over anything else, over your own game? You were willing to sacrifice your own game for those two. Which one of those times, Kat?
That's how you really feel, Darren. Yeah, this is a prime example of someone who believes in conspiracy theories really trying to rewrite their own narrative by throwing in a couple conspiracies of their own that just have no fact.
No. Yeah. And I want to be clear, because there are some people that are like, there are Kat fans out there that are like, hey, hey, Cliff did things too. Yeah, of course he did. He's not claiming he didn't. That's the point. Kat's claiming she didn't. That's what's annoying to me. And I know for a fact that she's going to come out of this house, and if I do an interview with her, she's going to be like, no, Taryn, I really was loyal to them. I would have chosen them over those other people. And it's just like, you can't say that. We saw. You can't pretend that those things do not exist. Please, do not treat me like I'm stupid. Please.
Well, like what she mentioned in the long version, she doesn't know what we've seen. She had no idea if what she's saying to us makes any sense. Karen.
Mm-hmm.
There's that.
All right. Yeah. So, so that was that with Kat. And I will say this too. I think my theory about this is that Kat earlier in the week talked to Holly about how one of the reasons she felt really upset about what was happening this week is that she feels like America's favorite player is going to come down to her or Cliff. And when she found out that Cliff made a deal to keep himself safe, she was like, are you effing kidding me? Cliff outplayed me in the game and now he's going to stay in the house and have a better shot at America's favorite player. I think she was trying to drag Cliff. I think she was trying to craft a narrative that said Cliff is the bad guy. He's spineless. Vote for me for America's favorite player.
I could see that. That could have like,
I was loyal.
Yeah.
I was the true underdog.
The only underdog. It did feel weird though with this, with the audience. I feel like the audience was not receptive to anything she was really saying. I wasn't getting much of a reaction from them at any like positive or negative. It was just kind of quiet and awkward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's what happens when people are lying to your face, I think. All right. So, then we get to Jackson and the HOH competition because it's the slip and slide. And it did seem like at first Nick would have a chance. Holly was doing well. But once Jackson found his stride, it was no contest here. Jackson is going to be our next HOH.
Yeah, no, it was over. Nick had a good start. They were head to head. And then Nick kind of like stamina, like lack of stamina kicked in and fatigue kicked in. And he slowed down. Jackson just kept the same pace pretty much the whole way through. Holly ended up coming in second, which was an impressive feat as well. And we didn't have that many falls, not that many blunders for them to put on the episode on Sunday. But Jack did a really good job. Jackson, sorry. Oops. Mickey, just to give them what they want. Mickey wanted George.
Yeah, Cliff is going to be like limping up the slope like every time, like on his knees sometimes. Really bad competition for Cliff.
Yeah, no, unfortunately not a good one for him, but he did have his own Suri moment, or he wanted to. He wanted to finish it and complete it. After it was done, he kept going. And somewhere out there, if Kat sees this footage, she will explode. So that's the thing to watch out for. I hope they give her that footage in the jury and we get to see it.
It's exactly what Kat does not want.
Yeah.
So Holly, I believe, was in second place. I think Nick was in third place. They both are going to say at one point that they kind of just slowed down toward the end. Who knows if they would have been able to beat Jackson if they had tried. I don't think so. But basically, a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, I didn't try my best. Maybe I could have done better, but I didn't try. But the point is that Jackson is the HOH, which is huge because this is a power shift. Once again, another power shift for like the fourth week in a row here. We have another unique HOH, still no repeat HOHs. And for the fourth week in a row, it's the people who are being targeted are now in power and they have a chance to shake things up. Jackson pretty quickly is going to let Holly know, I'm ready. Ready to do it? We're targeting Christy. Here we go.
Big moves. She's in. He's in. Let's do it. Word of the week is not manifest. It's going to be, or phrase, should I say, sugarcoat. We're going to hear a lot of not sugarcoating it. Jackson's not going to sugarcoat this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His secondary target would be Sis. That's what he says to Holly. He says he doesn't want to put up Cliff, Tommy, or Nick. That was his initial thought, at least. Holly tries to talk him out of the, but Nick is sketchy. Can we really trust Nick? And Jackson's like, I don't want to do it. I made a deal with him. I want to stick to that deal. Nick really coming in clutch with that final day before the day we're talking about, making those deals with Jackson and Holly. Because he found out that there was a chance that they might not target Christy. And so he was like, oh, I gotta make sure I'm safe with them. And he made a deal and it has stuck with Jackson. He is not going to put Nick on the block. Him and Holly also talk about, okay, so if we put up Christy, do we do it initially? Probably. So then who goes up next to Christy? They initially are talking about Sis or Jess maybe as a pawn. Obviously, Jess would be a bit of a mistake there, but they're still pretty mad at Jess for the whole shenanigans that went down the night before. So those are their initial thoughts.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible that we're in a position now where maybe 72 hours ago, Jess wouldn't have been on anyone's anything. And coming into this HOH, I was like, okay, there's a decent amount of people that are going to see Jess on the block, most likely. Like, pretty weird, pretty odd. Like, I know Nick was coming into this wanting to do that, potentially. Mm-hmm. But I do think that would have been a big mistake. And this kind of comes back to what Tommy did last week when him and Mickey talked. And he tells Mickey, look, like, if you got to put Christy up, that's cool with me. Just don't put me next to her. And yeah. This worked because Jackson was also like, if you're going to put me up, don't put Holly next to me. So they had like that mutual understanding. And this, in a season where it looks like these deals mean more than they should, this is important because Jackson clearly doesn't want to do that, though.
Tommy has this is a huge week for Tommy. This is the week that he should be on the block next to Christy, that he should be in danger of going home, or at the very least should just be on the block. He hasn't been on the block yet. And just being on the block does a lot to damage your game in general. And he's going to avoid it because of the work that he put in with Jackson, the work that he's been putting in with both sides. He is not playing as sloppily as somebody like Nick. Nick is also succeeding, but doing so sloppily. Everybody sees what he's doing. Tommy really trying to hold back as much as possible while retaining the goodwill of all sides, doing a pretty good job of it, and will likely survive this week without even touching the block. If Christy leaves, that's not even terrible for Tommy's game because he can now work with Jackson and Holly. He still has the loyalty of Sis and Nick. He still has this deal with Cliff and Nicole. So this is the pivot point here, I think, for Tommy's game. If this should have been worst case scenario for him, and instead he is getting away pretty cleanly so far. We'll see what comes of this moving forward, but this is where it happens. So that's the idea here. Sis or Jess potentially as the pawn next to Christy. And of course, this is the thing here is like really pretty immediately. We're like, oh, boy, Jackson, why is Jess an option? I don't like this. I was worried that you'd disappoint me if you won HOH, and you're already starting to worry me because you're saying you won't put up Nick, and that was my thought of the best option, Nick and Christy. Not Nick, so then it has to be Sis, and you're like, maybe not Sis, maybe Jess. I'm like, whoa, I don't like this, Jackson. You're bugging me out here. Then Jackson's gonna go to the shower, and Cliff is gonna come up to him. And I talked yesterday, and I've talked a little bit before about Cliff. I think he's a real smart guy. I'm gonna try to pinpoint exactly my issue with Cliff. I think he has terrible bedside manner. I think that the way that he describes things is too accurate. He's like one of those people that only tells the absolute truth all the time, and he doesn't like to throw in white lies. So, like, everything he says is too dramatically true. If that makes sense. Does that make sense? He's the guy that's going to go up to you and be like, "Booyah, we got the test results, and you can only live for the next 6 months."
Oof. Yeah. That's not even true, and it hurts.
It's possible that you live for another 10 years. But that's not what I'm leading with.
Yeah. You're giving me the word. Like, yeah. No, that totally tracks. That tracks.
Cliff goes to Jackson, and Cliff says, now Cliff is trying to just do his normal, like, "Hey, whatever happens, happens, no hard feelings." But the way he says it is, "Look, if I have to go on the block, I understand. Like, I get it. No hard feelings. I made a deal that to put you on the block. So, you know, if you put me on the block because of that, then I understand. It's not, you know, we'll still be friends." All of his usual, like, no hard feelings kind of stuff. I do not believe that he intended to volunteer for the block with that statement. I think he was just doing his normal, you know, "If it happens, no hard feelings, we're still friends, it's just a game, life is good." But Jackson definitely interpreted it as he just volunteered for the block. Huh, okay. Well, in that case, look, Cliff, if you do go up, you won't be my target, but that would make it easier for me.
Yeah, that it's and I think it comes off on the heels of him also feeling upset, feeling like he's lost some friends, you know, feeling like he has some, he's damaged his rep. He's upset about people being upset at him. So going to Jackson and giving him the niceties, while it is part of his character, he also kind of wants to make sure that at least Jackson and him are cool still. Like, he feels remorse for what's going on, and he wants Jackson to know that he feels the remorse deep down. The problem being, like you have mentioned, he says it in a way that gives Jackson that thought of, oh, he might be, you know, he's volunteering. And then the other thing he says is also like, yeah, well, it's like one of the, like, you know, the deal I made, like, yeah, I would have had to put y'all up. So, like, I understand. Like, don't volunteer that, man. Yeah. You shouldn't have volunteered. But I think, again, it's in that moment of, like, he wants to, like, you know, confess and just be open and have Jackson see the remorse he's feeling inside.
I think I figured out a better doctor metaphor. It's oh, like, no. Puyah. We need you to have this surgery, and there's a 50% chance that you will die in surgery, and you will probably lose a limb. Okay, Puyah, do you want to do this surgery? Oh, did I mention it? It's necessary to save your life.
Oh,
it's going to save you. You thought you were going to die, but this is surgery is going to save you. I forgot to mention that part. He focuses on the worst parts of anything. It's the same thing that happened when he talked to Nicole about, look, I just made a deal. Jess is left out of it. Sorry, Jess. Like, no, Cliff, focus on the good parts. Minimize the bad parts. Don't he's look, I think that it's a great attitude to have in life to just immediately confront the most negative aspects of anything in your life, to instead of hiding from them and trying to ignore them, just go straight to those things and be like, you know what? I'm confronting you. I'm not going to let you have power over me. In the Big Brother house, people don't want to know the bad things. They want to ignore them, and you have to let them. You have to push that positive stuff and be like, and then also Jess is like, you know, you go up to Jackson and be like, hey, I love you, Jackson. We're on great terms. You know, I hope that I'm not going on the block, right? And then if Jackson at that point is like, well, I was kind of thinking maybe I'd put you up, like, I mean, I don't want to, but if you have to, you know, no hard feelings. That's when you say that thing. Not up front, Cliff. Stop it.
Don't give them an entry. And yes, some people are realists like that. Some people will just not want, they want to just, you know, talk about what's fact, what's real, and what's not real, like, gets put to the side. But a lot more people kind of live in the clouds. A lot more people just want the optimism, the good side, the bright side, the silver lining. So by him coming in with the negative like that right off the bat, obviously it comes off in a way that I don't think he wants it to come off as, because he thinks it's coming in with like a bright side, the good thing, the remorse, the nice, but that's not how it pans out in these scenarios.
Yes. So Jackson says it would make it easier for me if I did that. Cliff also asks, just please leave Nicole out of it. She's had a rough day. She's very upset that she had to vote Kat out of the game, and that Kat didn't hug her on the way out. She talked about it in the episode. She feels like she doesn't have a lot of like friends who just accept her for who she is. So the fact that Kat is so angry with her for the decision she had to make in the game really, really hurts her on a deep level. And she's having a really, really tough time, post the Kat eviction. And Cliff is just like, please, you know, he definitely feels that sort of paternal instinct, I think, with Nicole, and really wants to protect her in this moment. And Jackson says, yeah, I will leave Nicole out of it. I definitely will.
Yeah. And a lot of people in the house kind of knew what Nicole was feeling last night. They had kind of felt that energy. And I think, you know, obviously personal stuff aside, I love her. I feel bad for her. And, you know, it's never easy to watch someone cry when the feeds come back on right away and everything. But at the same time, I do think this somewhat will help her game for right now, because I think everyone's kind of kicking in with the nurture. Most people are going to come and try and console her, and she can stand to benefit from that.
Yes, Nicole, who, in my opinion, made a real dumb move the night before, definitely getting away pretty cleanly from it. In fact, the whole situation that blew up in some ways worked to her benefit. So I like her position has not decreased at all, except for the fact that Jess now doesn't like her as much, which is not great, but overall she kind of got away with this. I just don't have as much faith in her moving forward, but she's definitely in the position in the house now that people really they feel bad for her, and they want to protect her.
Yeah, and given the makeup of this house and what we've seen a couple power shifts now these last couple weeks, she's going to be seen as someone to pick up for an upcoming, again, the civil war that keeps happening. Cause like, it looks like more than other seasons, we're dissolving and we're picking up. We're dissolving and we're picking up. So if she is able to survive this week, which it looks like more likely than anything that she will, she'll be picked up and taken somewhere. And I think she'll be fine.
Yeah, I didn't catch this myself, but I'm seeing Brent say in the chat, Brent definitely a trusted source here. Mm-hmm. Brent says Kat apparently got really personal with Nicole in the feeds downtime, telling her she disappointed her students, her kids.
Ooh, yeah. So I didn't hear that being talked about, but I did hear when Nicole was crying, talking about how she should have stood up for herself in the storage room, and I'm assuming that's what we're referring to right now is the downtime stuff that we've missed out with mm-hmm. her. So we'll probably catch that on the Sunday episode, hopefully.
So Brent says she did. She
that's
did.
Harsh.
That's man, Kat, please. So unnecessary.
Yeah, safe to say you're not voting for AFPR.
man, that's, I feel so bad for Nicole.
Yeah.
See, now I'm feeling it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's harsh.
Oh,
that's,
man.
Very harsh to hear. Stomach.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show.
Where do we go from here, Karen?
So Tommy talks to Nick. They talk about the possibilities for the week. Tommy thinks that deal was so dumb. You know, everybody was throwing this HOH except for Nicole and Cliff. What? How did that deal made us so that we shouldn't have done it?
Yeah. It made everyone work for it. I mean, the last 24 hours made no one wanted to throw this one by the time we got to the HOH tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all. So it didn't work out for them quite like they wanted it to.
Yeah. Tommy also says that Kat was telling him that the only people targeting him last week were Nicole and Cliff. Because he was trying to figure out like who was targeting me last week when I won HOH and saved myself. You know, Cliff had been implying it was the house. He didn't really try to figure out who the house was, but Kat let him know that it was just Nicole and Cliff. Nick was like, oh, and Jess wasn't involved. And Tommy was like, I'm sure she was just trying to protect Jess. And you know what? I don't even care. I love Nicole. I'm obsessed with her.
He always defaults back to being obsessed with people, and it works out.
So, but even Tommy in this moment feeling protective of Nicole here. So then we get more of Jackson and Holly after the HOH room reveal. Jackson says he wants Christy out. He's thinking about putting Cliff up as the pawn. You know, Cliff basically volunteered. He wants one of the three, Tommy, Sis, or Christy gone. He doesn't want Tommy on the block. So maybe with Cliff on the block, they can get Nicole, Jess, and Holly. That's three. He breaks the tie. He really wants to break the tie. He wants to be the one to send Christy out of the house. And that's the kind of underdog pettiness that people like, which is why Jackson is turning into that beast mode cowboy kind of player. He doesn't want Cliff to go, neither does Holly. To which I respond, then why put him on the block? People don't understand how Big Brother works. If you don't want somebody to go, you don't put them on the block.
At all, at no cost. I don't do it. And it boils down to this is probably the one time where this deal that Cliff made is going to backfire on him a little bit. Aside from the fact that he has volunteered, also... Jackson's worry is, I think based on the deal he made, like, I don't trust where his vote's going to go.
Which is so dumb. Like, if he thought about this for 2 seconds, he'd understand, I'm worried about where Cliff's vote is going to go. As opposed to who? Sis's vote? Like, what do you mean you don't know where Cliff's vote's going to go? Like, if you put Sis and Christy on the block, he has to vote one of them out. He can't just write in Jackson because I made a deal and I can't go against it. What are you talking about, Jackson? I think that they were just really tired or something because the thought process was completely nonsensical. You know, you'd think Holly would know too. Like, oh, if you don't want somebody to go, don't put them on the block. That nearly screwed me over when the votes flipped to take Kat out. Jackson says he would need reassurances from Nicole and Jess that they would vote to keep Cliff before he put Cliff on the block. And if Christy came down, Sis would go up. So that's the plan heading into today from last night. Guys, please, you have to think a little more clearly.
Yeah, I honestly, I knew coming into this morning, it's like, yeah, we're going to report on the facts of what we've heard, which right now, they went to bed with Cliff and Christy going on the block. I honestly feel optimistic that by the end of today, when we get to nominations, hopefully that has changed and either they've come to their senses or they haven't gotten the reassurances they needed or they talked to Cliff a little more. Something's got to give because I think they'll realize that this is probably, if I want a straight shot to take Christy out, this ain't it. This is not it because I'm giving them the one out that they do not have if I put two of them up.
Yes. So,
hopefully they smarten up and they do that. The other thing I did see is kind of the whole plan he has. Because, again, we've talked about how he doesn't want Tommy and Christy on the block together. So if Sis wins the veto and uses it on Christy, Tommy will go up. If Tommy wins the veto and uses it on Christy, Sis will go up. And if Nick wins the veto and uses it on Christy, Nicole goes up. So, again, they need the sleep. They'll be fine after that.
Yes. So that's because obviously if Cliff goes on the block next to Christy, then he is relying on Nicole and Jess to vote to keep Cliff. They can't rely on Jess. They can't rely on Jess at all. Cliff did have a conversation with Jess. They mended fences a little bit. That is kind of, you know, they're coming back together a little bit, but I would not trust, you know, Jess has been talking about how Christy's a straight shooter for a long time now. If you give Christy and Tommy and them all week long to work on Jess, That's very dangerous. And Jackson cannot afford to let Cliff go home and keep the foursome of Nick, Sis, Tommy and Christy in the house. Luckily, though, as the chat has been freaking out about, we're gonna get to it, guys. They have woken up this morning. Today is a later update. I'm well rested for the first time on a Friday. Mm-hmm. And that means that we are getting a little bit of gameplay in the early hours of the day. And luckily, Jackson got some sleep. He is also well rested and he is thinking a little bit more clearly now. We'll see how long this sticks. It's certainly not promising that he was so lost for so long the night before, but he did wake up in the morning. And just minutes ago, like 10 minutes ago, talked to Holly and said, you know what? I was thinking about it and it makes a lot more sense to just put up Christy and Sis because then they're both on the block. Either one could go home. And if one wins the veto, the other one goes home. We have the votes to take them to evict them. So that's what we're looking at now. Holly agreed with the plan. He still has to talk to people and we'll see how that goes. But that seems to be the plan as of right now. And I'm going to try and see if they talked about a replacement nominee, because I am not aware if they have a plan for that quite yet.
Yeah. Okay. So this kind of worked out. He got to sleep in. That's good. Ideally, what I want to happen is as much as I want, like, you know, currently personal feelings, I'm okay with either Christy or Sis leaving. Mm-hmm. Kind of came into this week being like, Christy, you know, I'm done. Like, whatever. But I want Tommy to win veto if that happens, if those two are on the block. Because I want Tommy to have to look them both in the eyes and then pick one of them over the other and have the other one be upset about it, hopefully. I mean, I feel like Sis will kind of fold to anything. So if he can convince Sis easily, as I started saying these sentences, I regret everything and I take it all back.
Yeah, I'm reading the conversation. It does seem like Holly is a little hesitant on the idea. She's bringing up the cons of doing this move, that Sis is really emotional and that this would definitely put an end to the five for good. Jackson's basically saying, I don't care. I just want Christy gone. Holly's saying, well, we need to make sure that that Cliff, Nicole and Jess are on our side if we do this. And Jackson's saying again, I just want Christy out. I just don't care. I just want Christy out. It seems like, this is a tentative plan for now. You'll have to, of course, tune in tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern for the update of what happens today on the live feeds in regards to these nominations. I do not see their plan for a replacement nominee quite yet. I would worry that might be somebody like Jess, Nicole, or Cliff, because he doesn't want to put up Nick or Tommy. And if that's the case, then that person could go home. They might put too much faith in Jess at that point. Or in Nicole or Cliff or whoever. So that's something to worry about. And then if we're looking at Sis versus Christy, I do think Christy would likely go home in that scenario unless she won the veto. And personally, I'm going to be torn all week because if we have an opportunity to have Sis go home.
Yeah, I'll take
Sis
it.
Sis wants to go home. By the way, last night, yes, she had a whole conversation.
Let's talk about
guys, I feel like I'm hitting a wall. I just don't want to be here. I feel so trapped. I hate this game. I hate playing it. I don't want to play anymore. I feel trapped. I feel like I've hit a wall. Then go home. Please.
There's the door. Don't let it hit you on the way out. Yeah, it's frustrating. She also talked about how she's worried about Kat and Jack getting on the jury house jiggy jiggy. He's like, hey, get out of here. Like, whatever. Why? Oh.
So I'd love for Sis to just go. At the same time, I'd also love for the other pregame connection to be broken up. So I feel like you can't lose, but I also want both of them to go in some sense. So we'll see how this week goes. But if it's one of these two people, I'm going to be pretty happy.
Yeah, that's the thing is like I kind of, you know, one other both, not neither. Hopefully it's not neither. And I do feel like the fact that Holly's giving a little bit of pushback worries me that I think Holly is still trying to push for Nick. I think that's going to be her job, even though Jackson doesn't want that to happen. I think Holly's going to be working on that angle throughout until this post-veto ceremony.
James Russell in the chat. Sis is the new Dr. Will. Oh, no. I guarantee you, when Sis wins this game due to the bitter jury that's brewing, people are going to be like, she knew it. She knew all along. She just had to complain a lot. That's the strategy. She knew what she was doing. She was the best player because she won.
Move over, Dr. Will. We got PhD Sis in the building.
All right. Apparently, Jackson just said Cliff is the renom if one of them wins the veto. So I'm bad. This is why it was important to talk about his plan before. That's a bad idea, Jackson. It's a bad idea.
Oh, no. Cliff shouldn't have said the things he said by the showers. Definitely not.
Yeah.
That's a worry now.
All right. So that's what we have for you, unless there's anything else you wanted to bring up, Puya.
Not anything important game-wise. Jackson had 6 watermelons in his room when he got paged. That was pretty incredible to see. He had one in this vase by the bed. He had one on the coffee table. And then he had like 4 bundled up around his basket. Let's see. His music, Taryn, he got Eminem. They gave him Eminem. So Jackson's going to be rocking Eminem all week. And then beyond that, I don't think I do. Oh, no, actually, yes. There was a fun part where it was by the dining table and Nick got on top of Sis. Sorry, everybody, for the imagery. Nick got on top of Sis. And the first word she muttered was, "I miss Jack. This reminds me of Jack." And just shattered everything Nick probably was feeling at that moment. But he can't get off now because like he's committed to this because Nick is a creeper. So now Nick's just on top of Sis while Sis is talking about how much he misses Jack. And Tommy's talking about how, yeah, Jack used to do this all the time and he'd put all his weight on her. And it's just such an uncomfortable scene. So Akko Taco. But yeah, I enjoyed how awkward everything was.
I will also say that I really enjoyed that Sis's egg punishment never made the episodes.
Don't give her any clout. Don't give her anything.
She went through all of that and she didn't even get the cute segment.
Nope.
Sorry, but if you want to go home, that's what you deserve. That's me being petty.
Yeah. No, I'll take it. I'll take a little bit of Taryn pettiness.
I just got a tweet from Steve who said the succinct way to explain Cliff's lack of bedside manner is simply he's an engineer. He's a professional whose livelihood is based on calculations and risk management. That's maybe a good call.
Liana can definitely expand on that more tomorrow.
There you go.
From that world. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll probably be going live today for a lot of these campaigns and nomination talks. So hang out with me there. You can find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. Puya, where can people find you?
@PuyaIsm on all major platforms.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. I will see you tomorrow and then Sunday with Kemi. I'm pumped. All right. See you later.